Okay, today's daf is Daf Yud Ches. We're up to the Mishnah, which means we can begin with arousing. Masrula zikeinim zikne beidin v'korin l'fanav b'seder hayom. So the next stage is that on Erev Yom HaKippurim, we go over, actually all of the days of Yom Kippur we do this, we give them over to the zikeinim from Bezdin, we read the various psukim from the Seder Hayom all week. The Omrim lo Yishiko en Gadol, Kra'ata b'ficha. We tell him, Sir Kohen Gadol, why don't you read it yourself? Shema Shachachta, maybe you forgot the Dinim of the Avodah, Shema Lalamadata, maybe you never learned. Shemar will say, ask the guy Kohen Gadol if you never learned. Erev Yom HaKippurim Shacharit, now on Erev Yom Kippur, we now begin the actual Seder HaYuma. The first thing we do in the morning is Ma'amidim Oto B'Sha'ar Mizrach. We have him stand at the Sha'ar Mizrach before he comes in. Ma'avim Lefanav Horim Ve'elim Ukvasim. And we bring various animals in front of him. We move the animals in front of him. In order, Kedei She'e Makir V'Ragil Ba'Avodah. Note that it doesn't say anything about Se'irim over here. Strange, because certainly the Se'ir was very central to the Avodat Yom HaKippurim. If we're trying to keep him remembering what it is that we're going to be doing, we should certainly have Se'irim, which the Gemara will talk about. Kol Shivata Yamim Lo Hayomorim Mimenu Ma'achal U'Mishteh. For 7 days, we were not interested in keeping him from eating. He could eat as much as he wants, drink as much as he wants. But Erev Yom HaKippurim Mimchashecha, however, before the actual Yom Kippur, meaning during the Suda Mafsek, around that time, Lo Hayom Menechim Oto Lechol Harbe, we did not allow him to eat very much. Because we don't allow him to sleep, as we'll see, we want to make sure he's not roi keri, and therefore we keep him from getting very sleepy. We keep him up all night, so that he shouldn't become tamei. This whole Masechta, as we'll see, has a very, very strong emphasis on keri, from beginning to end. And, I mean, one of the elements that's involved over here, first of all, is that Yom Kippur is done with a goral. Gorals are generally related to mikra, it's a question of probability. But as a matter of fact, that's why Yom Kippur and Purim are related. Yom Kippurim, as the Arizal puts out, right, is Yom Kippurim. So the relationship to carry, first of all, is in terms of randomness, is the meaning of mikra. But secondly, because we also have the tikkun here of the Maisa Ego, which was the whole point of Yom Kippurim, and we have the regiving of the Luchot. You know, the original Luchot were given with a very strong emphasis on exactly the same thing. It's all that we cared about. We didn't care about Tuma and Har Sinai. All we cared about was Keri, not only for men, but for women as well. The reason that we had the 3 days was because of the survival of sperm of 3 days. That's a very, very central issue. And here, not surprisingly, we start off the Seder Hayuma with our concern for the Kohen Gadol is falling asleep. So Bishleim Hashem HaShachach. Fine. Anybody can forget, I guess, but Shema lo lamad? What is that supposed to be? Mimuk minan ki ha'gavna? Do we appoint a Kohen Gadol who has never learned? V'atanya ha'kohen ha'gadol mi echav? Don't the way that the Torah represents the Kohen Gadol is the Kohen ha'gadol mi echav asher yutzak rosh Hashem en ha'mishka? Why mention mi echav? Because it means that he has to be comparatively gadol, not just a random selection. He has to be the best of all of them. He has to be the strongest, the most beautiful, the most intelligent, the richest. How do you know if he doesn't have enough money? That they see to it that he's rich. Make him the gadol by having all the achim being matrim to this purpose. Yeah, it's hard to give beauty. Even talking. Omer of Yosef, you're right, except that unfortunately politics got in the way. Lokashik, Anri Mikdash Rishon, where we were able to keep this halacha was in the Mikdash Rishon, but in the Mikdash Sheni, we know that there was a lot of kilkel because of the strife with the tzedukim, and they used to use their political and financial influence to mess things up. I mean, for instance, Omer of Yosef, Takava de Dirna, Ayle Marta Bat Baitus, Liane Malka, Aduk Miloshir Ben Gam, Liosho Ben Gam, We know that Marta Bat Baitus, who was married to Yehoshua ben Gamliel, her second husband, and she was extremely rich, and she gave a lot of money to Yanai, that she should, her husband, her new husband, should become the Kohen Gadol. Not that necessarily wasn't right to be the Kohen Gadol, but But I mean, the fact is that Lamaisa, it was open to financial interests.
She was a widow,
not a Gerusha. All to be seen. Erev Yom HaKippurim Shacharit. Okay, doesn't mention here, it only mentions Purim, Elim HaKvasim, doesn't say a word about Seirim. Now there's a Braita in which the Tana says Afa Seirim, which makes sense. V'tana didan my time alo tani Seirim. Why then does it not say Seirim in our Mishnah? Apparently he's Bedavka leaving it out. He didn't list three and leave out one. Because Kivan de'al chet ka'an tu chol shadayte. He doesn't want to be reminded of the Seirim. It's like nobody likes to think about Yom Kippur coming up, you know?
The city block, in the seer is like a goat.
Yeah.
An aisle.
It's a sheep.
Male sheep.
Ram.
Ram is a male sheep.
Yeah. Yeah. City boys. Okay.
Kind of was a city boy also.
That's right, exactly. So, okay, you know that people start getting butterflies in their stomach before Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol doesn't want to get that horrible sick feeling, the Chol Shadayte, before the Avodas Yom Kippur. So we sort of don't want to remind them about what's coming. So those things that are not so terrible, okay. So he has to come up, but if that's the case, I mean, so how about the par? I mean, the par, he has to bring the par just like he has to bring the soyer. And the par is something that actually we'll see. All of the dam of the par is brought exactly the same as the dam aser. It's even mixed according to one sheet of the two damim. So why wouldn't that be machlish da'ato as well? No, that's my very difference, says the Gemara. The par, see, inside Yochi par nami achetu diati, isn't the par also coming on achet? True, but you see, the par, because it's coming alav v'alachava koanimu diati, it's not bringing. Seir is brought on all of Israel. But the par is brought specifically for he, is Beito, and the Beit Aharon. So there, we have a different reason for showing him the par, because over there he can do something about the chet. Because if in fact there's somebody who needs to do teshuvah, so then he'll see to it that it's done mida yadale, because it's all basically in the family. You know, he'll know all of the dirty laundry. Umaharele b'tshuva. So he'll go and he'll listen. Yom Kippur's coming up. We better do something fast. But b'tkula Yisrael lo yada. He doesn't know everybody in all of Klal Yisrael, so he's just going to feel sick to his stomach. Omrevina hayne damre inche. That's exactly how the common saying goes. Ibar achter da'elahave. If your nephew becomes an IRS agent, make sure he doesn't see you walking through the shuk. He knows everything there is to know. That's the last thing you want is somebody in the family being a policeman. So in the middle of the year, the Kohen Gadol, he'll know what's going on.
The animal speed designated
for
the children.
No.
Not the same one.
No, of course not. No. It's just in general to be Ma'ora his machshavas, and he'll be thinking about what needs to be done with each one. And so
not exactly the same one.
No, not stam animals. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, we're gonna make some accommodation for him. As we'll try to keep things easy. No. Coffee on Yom Kippur would be a great idea, but okay. Koshivata yamim lo yomon imimeno. Now we. It says in the Mishnah that we gave him all kinds of things that he could eat whatever he wanted, but not on Erev Yom Kippur towards the evening. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekusa says, well, actually, what we try to do is we try to wash out his system. You see, we tried to get him a little bit on the diarrhea side over here because we did not want him to need the bathroom on Yom Kippur. We need to walk out in the middle of the Aveda. So in the Mela, what we did was, during those days, machilinoto silato do beitzim kedei lamas meso. We want to soften him up. So we give him all types of foods that will keep his intestines loose. So we have solet, you know, cream of wheat, and eggs, and so on. Omrulo, so they told Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekusa, that's not a very good idea. Koshken shatame v'yoli dechimum. All of those things encourage basically semen production, as Rashi says, and therefore can easily bring in lirot keri, and after all, that's one of our big concerns. We want to make sure, we're trying to make sure he doesn't go to sleep. We certainly want to make sure we don't feed him any of these kind of things. Tanya sumchus omer mishum Rabbi Meir. Eimar chilinato lo avi, some say lo avavi. We'll see what the simon, see what it is in a moment. V'yeshomim af lo yayin lavan. Lo avi. Avi stands for etrog, beitzim, and the yud stands for yayin yashan. So all of these things, the reason we don't want to give them to them again is because they would encourage re'yas keri, and so we make sure we don't give them these things to eat. Some say even white wine. The avavi would stand for, according to that mandiyama, etrog, beitzim, and basar shamein in yayin yashan. The Gra now takes out the next words, which is Zav Tolinlo B'machal, that according to him they don't belong here, this Tanur Rabbanan. We go directly to Elazar ben Pinchas, we'll get back to the Zav. Elazar ben Pinchas omer mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, ein ma'achilin oto lo chagavi velo gavam, velo kol dvarim ha-meviim lidei tumah. Now what are chagavis? Chagavi stands for chalav, gmina, beitza, or beitzim it should say, and yayin yashan, it's probably the correct gersa. Velo gabam is megri sim shalpo, like a split pea soup. Basar shamein, umurius, which is that herring stuff. Velo kol dvarim ha-meviim lidei tumah, what is that supposed to add? Latuye mai. Latuye hatatan rabban. Now, the gros gersa is, actually, is that we have... At the point, you have the little bait there by the local Dvarim Meviim Lidei Tumah. You have it in your Gemaras. To those who don't, after the words Dvarim Meviim Lidei Tumah, it's there that the Gra inserts Vehazav Tolebem. This he bases on the Mishnah in Zavim. Vehazav Tolebem. Rabbi Akiva Omer Toleb Bechol Minei Ma'achal. So first of all, we need to know what this is all about. The halacha is that the Torah says Bisaro Zav Bisaro. Zav Bisaro means that the zivus is coming as a function of your flesh, not because there's a particular stimulus. Now, zivus is only vaguely related to keri. It's not the same thing. It's very prostatic fluids and so on, but it's not semen. It doesn't have the same consistency. Nonetheless, there are things which are going to be gorem, re'iav zivus. Again, probably because of the same type of things that stimulate the production of those fluids. So if a person engaged in any of the issues which could lead lidei ziva, the Torah says then the zivus is not tami, because that would be considered to be machmas on soul. That was something that actually caused the stab, as opposed to just a pathology of the basar. This is not relevant to a balkeri directly, because a balkeri, we couldn't care less whether it's a bachmat on soro, whether it's a bachmat besoro, whatever the case is. But by zivas, it's no gea. Therefore, if a zav now is counting his shivas nakiyim, or his being bodek, his bedikah, so we want to make sure that we're not going to feed him this kind of stuff, which may very likely mess up his count of his shivas nakiyim. But meanwhile, it's no gea also. Our circus, we bring it as sort of agav, because these are things that would encourage zivot. So the Gros Gersa continues then that according to Rabbi Akiva, based on Zavim, according to Rabbi Akiva, any ma'achal, toleb chomine ma'achal, he's talking about eating a lot. So a lot of food is also maybe lidei zivot. Fine. And getting back now to the Gersa as we have it, and lo chagavi would be the chalav givinam beitza, and lo gavam is megris shopo, but the shamenu murias, we'll call it varim v'tumah, we know that there's a takana particularly to eat garlic on Erev Shabbos in order to increase semen production, because that's the time that you're supposed to have sexual relations. So therefore over here too it would be maybe the day tumah, so we don't feed the Kohen Gadol shum. You have your English translation. What do they offer for shaklai?
Press.
Okay, and chalav glugot?
Watercress
is, yeah. And what is chalav glugot? Okay, that's a big help. These were extremely popular foods at the time. They're all over the Gemara, and I've never seen it. Go ahead, chalav glugot or purslane, okay. And gargir?
Gargir, rocket.
Rocket, okay. It's still identified. So here was the story with Elisha. They were all very hungry, and they're making a nezida dashim, and one of the Bnei Anavim goes out, and he's going to collect orot. And what are these orot? Tana Mishmei Rabbi Meir, the orot is a reference to gargir. It's a reference to rocket. And Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Lamanik Rishman orot, Shemei Yirot Tainai. They're called oroch because of the fact that they have a good effect on your vision. You think carrots are good, just try eating rocket. Omer of Una. And then there was a whole story over there that he put in the wrong stuff and he poisoned the Adashim, and then the Navi throws in a little bit of a flour, and now everything is a-okay. One of the minor miracles of Elisha. This was after the Tchias HaMesim, and let's take care of a little bit of poison here and there.
That's true.
It's interesting. Some of the Mephorshim there in on the spot, Richie, this would be very nice. Yeah, you. Some of the Mephorshim say that what he put in was mushrooms. He misidentified a mushroom. And when they said Mavet Basir, they were referring to a poison mushroom. And he took care of it all miraculously. That's already pretty impressive. All right. So im yachola ochlo, if you're able to eat this, I mean it's pretty sharp stuff. If you're able to get it down, you can get it down. It's good for your eyes. You crush it a little bit and then rub it over your eyes, and that way it's good for your vision too. Amrif Papa, this is only, by the way, not just any old gargir. It has to be gargira matzranaa. It has to be the ones that are at the edge of a plot, because if they're in the middle, it's too much competition with other plants. If they're right at the edge, then they get a lot of nourishment, and that nourishment is used for whatever chemical they're producing. It's good for your eyes. That's the one that we're talking about. Omer b'gidol amarav, achsanai lo yochal beitzim. Someone who is staying over in somebody else's house should not eat eggs. The same reason, because these eggs may encourage semen production. It'll end up being roya keri. It's embarrassing for his balabayit, and therefore he shouldn't eat eggs at a strange place. V'lo yishan b'talitosha balabayit. Don't use your balabayit's pajamas, because he doesn't have to see what happened to you. It's interesting, though, because as Rosh Hash points out, why only Beit Sim? When I got this whole list of stuff, that's a completely different approach. He says the whole point over here is Dafka Beit Sim, not because you'll be Roya Keri, but because Rashi has a whole analysis of the similarity of semen to egg white. So the difference between Zav and Keri, says Rashi, is the difference between an egg which is overly done, overly meaning sitting around too long, called a Beit Sim Muzeret. So the white becomes very watery. No, it becomes very watery. That's the consistency of zivas, whereas normal keri is the consistency of a normal albumin of an egg. So therefore, that's the point. Don't eat eggs, because talk about over here, of course, raw eggs. We're talking about an opera singer staying overnight, and the guy's in, he lights the garden with raw eggs, and some of the raw egg may spill, and then it will be mistaken, and so on. It's not a covet for him. Strange shot, but at least it makes sense for him. Give a whole list of foods, and all you talk about is Beit Sim, unless they're not going to be feeding you rocket at your local, really makes you take off.
Whatever they give.
I suppose. The rockets in Bunny, as they do. I mean, if you would have come back without any rockets, you would have been bitterly disappointed. What are you trying to tell us?
Well,
I went to Shderot and didn't get shot at. Come on. What's the point?
Like, since everyone,
you went there for that purpose.
You see the homeless school, you see the street, so you're trying to get shot at.
Rav ki mikla l'darshayesh. When Rav used to come to the town of Darshayesh, he used to put out words. Who wants to be my wife for the day? Not a bad idea. So he didn't want to be caught. Didn't want to be caught in a city without a woman. It's not a good situation to be in. So he would announce, "Okay, anybody interested in being my wife for the day?" Reb Nachman, when Reb Nachman would come to Shachvitz, he would do the same thing. Is that a good idea, though? A person shouldn't take a wife. I got a girl in every port, because if he does, then he's going to end up having kids in every port, and then those kids are not going to know who their fathers are. They're going to go out marrying each other, and that's going to be a disaster, because Shema Yizdavguz, Eitzazevim Tzach, Noseachoto, Mameel Malei Kol Olam Kulo Mamzerut. Obviously, we're not afraid of this if it's a regular wife that he's keeping for years. I mean, then everybody knows who the father is, and so on and so forth. But over here, if he's just taking a woman for a day, I mean, so who's going to know who the father was? No, it's called marriage for a day.
Yeah.
Marriage for a day.
With the intention to be divorced after a day.
It's the agreement up front.
And what is the to be the object?
the Shiites or something like that.
Huh?
The Shiites have something like that. Not the Sunnis, but the Shiites. Temporary marriages.
No, that's a gushata lev because you don't like her or you're the chativa. This was the basis of the relationship. Actually, this is right. Actually, this is one of the sources of the Yaivitz, that there's no need to marry a woman that you're setting aside for a day, because you're setting her aside as a kolegish, not as a wife. So he's saying, I'm coming to town for a day. I need somebody to work for me and meanwhile provide sexual services. It's all part of kolegish, which is mutter, according to him. So then they didn't marry. He said this is kolegish. Yeah. This is the Yaivitz that you've got, that 1-800 number, 1-800 Pelegish in Lakewood. You can dial it in. I'm serious. This is not a joke.
Some people shouldn't hear this.
Some people shouldn't hear this.
That's
the sort of
money, doesn't it?
I don't know. It depends. Why
not?
You'll have to do this in the U.S., and they don't have these services in Israel. I'm sorry. If you have one of those DSL lines, you know, maybe you can call 1-800. Anyway, so quite then, it wasn't even a problem of gerushin. Answers the Gemara, Rabbanan Kala Itlu. Rabbanan Achoshim people. If this girl gets pregnant from Rav, I mean, this is Rav's son, Rav's daughter. So I mean, certainly anybody, another child of Rav from some other city, if he ends up finding this girl, maybe never heard about her before, but I mean, when they introduce her, say, I meet the daughter of Rav. No kidding, a sister. Isn't that nice?
What a coincidence.
Well, but meanwhile, he won't marry her, of course. And what's the purpose? What's going on? What, you come from Zululand? By the way, will you please say aloud where you really came from in Zululand? A small town called what? Oh, in the Transvaal. Yeah. All right, so he's been claiming to be Zulu because he wants to be a warrior. He's really Bantu. What's the name of the town?
Middleburg.
No, that was later. Where'd you start off? Middleburg's a big city.
Uniontown.
Yeah, they had Hottentots.
Upstate New York.
Or Pennsylvania. We got the same Hottentots.
But that's in your
the same names, actually.
Yeah,
the same
they just play basketball.
Yeah.
It says Machriz. That's probably the idea. Machriz that he would publicize that he's there.
No, Machriz was to find the best girl.
Right, and then everybody would know.
My city was in town.
And then everybody
would know. No, yeah, but the Kala Yisrael, anyway, Kala Yisrael is because everybody knew he came to town because they know this is his child. Ask the Gemara, how does this work? You can't just take a girl on the spot. Because once she agrees to get married, then you need to have Shivat Nikiyim, because we're afraid that the stimulation of the thought of marriage may have already stimulated Riyazdan. Because there also be sexual stimulation is one of the reasons it could be Raya. So because of that, you need Shivas Nikiyim. So then it would, by the time Shivas Nikiyim are over, it's not worth it already, I'm going home. So why start the whole business? Well, actually, the Rabbanan plan their trips in advance, obviously. It's part of what they travel... The travel agency would do. Is they
full service.
A good agent, exactly.
So Iduye having Mudulahu Mikedem. They would meet them having Mekadmi. They would send ahead a telegram, Umeshadre Shlucha, to see to it that there were already 7 days passed by the time they got to town. Vibay Seima, or you know what, it could be the whole thing, is Yehudi having the Akhtanuru. They actually didn't marry these girls. They just had them ready to be married. The whole thing was only there as an emergency measure. So if you need pull in case of emergency, then she appears. Ah, you'll say, what good is it to appear? Then there's not going to be Shiva Sviki. Ah, nice scout. There's a number of different approaches in Taisus. How does this work? That does Rishonim suggest that he's not Modia Rolachatchila, that he wants to sleep with her, let's just get married. But, you know, just be available. So then she's not really a Machmas Chimut because she figures nothing will ever come of it. But then at the point that he actually wants to take her, the din is you don't have to be Chayesh at that instant. for Riyaz Dam. So he could just marry her and sleep with her. Or not marry her, according to the Yavid. No. Stam, she keeps to her. Stam people didn't walk around Tame like today. You know, if they were eating Tyrus, they were around Tyrus. These people were Zaire and Tyrus, a lot of the Yavid. Even Bisman, yeah. But, I mean, Lamaisa, if she knew, so she became Tahoran. That's not the problem. We can assume she's certainly not going to be a Nina. So Lamaisa, what's like, so Lamaisa remains Pat Pesalo. Even though his intent isn't necessarily to sleep with her, but it remains Pat Pesalo.
Not the general assumption he's there for a few weeks or a few months.
Yoma, it could be Yoma.
Yoma.
Uh-huh. We'll see a little bit more about this in a moment. What did you want to say? Yeah, of course. Yeah, and that's the assumption. I mean, look, it says over here, Tavulina's saved. He's just saying that it's just that's the same din. Just, you know, what's an afkamina? It doesn't mean literally. That's a normal case, you know. I say, but in case of a bilak, it would be the same. All right, we'll see. Well, let me. I'll get to the explanation of all this weird gemara moment. So then the Zikne Beis Din, at that point, but they finished with them and give it over to the Zikne Kuhuna. Zikne Kuhuna. And the Zikne Kuhuna would actually go through the Aveda on them. And they would show the Kohen Gadol how to do the Ketoret. The Ketoret was extremely difficult to do because of the Chafina, which we'll see. So this would take a long time, and that was their business. But before they let him go, Hishpi'u v'niftru v'olchulein, they would be mashbia him, that he's not a tzeduki, and that he would do the Aveda correctly, because remember that the tzedukim held that kiba anane ra'ela kaporet means that you have to have an anan in your hands when you're coming in to the kaporet, whereas according to the chachomim, the correct way is only that you bring the gachale esh separately from the melo, the ktoret, and then you put it bifnei Hashem, not that you walk in with the ktoret already burning. This was a major problem during the whole time. The tzedukim would keep buying up the kuna gedola and would attempt to get it done their way. So after telling him,
they didn't make it out after
the other. Well, sometimes. At least they did their mitzvah. So the more miseries never, the better. Yeah. So we'll see about this later on in this again. So they would say the following shua, Vamrulo, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Anu Shluchei Beidin, Vata Shluchein of Shliach Beidin. Look, you know, we have to go through with this. We are the Shliach of the Beis Din. You are acting as our Shliach, and you're also a direct Shliach of Beit Din. Actually, there's a whole sugya in the Dorim that discusses whether this means that the Kohen is necessarily a shliach in terms of the Aveda. That's a whole big machlokas, are they shluchi didan or shluchi derachmana. We do not necessarily have to conclude from here that they're shluchim in terms of the Aveda, but rather in terms of the shvua, as we'll see. Again, we'll talk about this tomorrow. Mashbi'in anu alecha, and we make you hereby swear b'misha shichen shmo b'bayit hazeh, in the name of the one who dwells in this bayit, shelo tishane davar mikol ma she'amarnu lecha, that you mustn't do anything different than the way we just explained it to you. Who poreshu boche, he turns aside and cries that they would even think such a thing of him. Behim porshimu bochim, and they turn aside and cry at the fact that their things are so bad that they had to be chayshed, possibly b'ksherim. I just want to point out to you a number of fascinating things. Remember the Masech that's called Yoma, man havi li Yoma. The din of the Kohen Gadol is that what? Afisha acheret matkinin lo. Do you think that this sugi is not related to Yoma and afisha acheret matkinin lo? But now take a look at this. Mashbi'in anu alecha b'misha shichen shemo b'bayit. And where exactly did Reb Nachman come to? Shach Netziv, Shochein Netziv, the one who dwells in the pillar. Where did Rav come to? Dar Shayish, the one who lives in the building of stone. So obviously the Ramazim here to the sugya, so it's not all of a sudden this place. We happen to be bringing in these weird stories about Chachamim that would set aside women for themselves for a night. The whole Gemara is built around the Kohen Gadol's needing a woman. We just completed the whole Din Beito. It has to be Ba'ad Beito. And how do we ensure that there should be a Beito? By setting aside another woman for him. So in this context, the relationship of Man Avi Yoma and coming to Shach Netziv of all crazy places, a Dar Shayash, I mean, come on. And then the Mishnah, a couple lines later, talking about Misha Shechen Shvor B'Bayit HaZeh. You're looking at another one of these very strange multi-level presentations in this one, you're correct. Which is Shochen Netziv. Shochen Netziv is simply another way of saying Dar Shayash.
Didn't we have Shochen Netziv earlier?
Also, the Shach Netziv. Yeah, this is the opposite. This is the tikkun. And a lot of vinyanim over here are tikkunim for things that are wrong. This, again, because that's the whole point of Yom Kippur, is that it takes the drives to the egel and now sublimates them and uses them for Avodah Shemayim. That's why, again, one of the fundamental issues here throughout is the interrelationship of the Soyer HaMishtaleach with the whole nature of Avodah Zarah. That's as the Ibn Ezra points out. V'lo yizbechu od l'seirim is the nature of the, which is all throughout the Zohar. That's the whole point of the Soyer HaMishtaleach. So that you're trying to reach a balance between the various kinds. Where we have the story over here about the bittul of the Yetzer Hara, the attempt to destroy the Yetzer Hara, what it causes, and so on and so forth. And Lemaisa, the Masechet ends, speaking about this Keri issue, the Masechet ends. You know, the Ad Hayom, people are very mocked, but not to be Raya Keri, the Yom Kippur. These tefillahs to say, it's tefillah, it's tehillim, people stay up at night, and so on. You sleep, but take a very, very strong focus on Keri. Ends, the Masechet ends with the story of someone who's Raya Keri, the Yom Kippur, and he has to be Doya Kol HaShana. But if he's Raya Keri beyond Kippur and he lives, then he's Muftach, then he's B'chay Olam Haba. It's a wonderful thing. Why is it a wonderful thing? Because look, everybody else is unhappy because they can't have sex on Yom Kippur. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make him happy. So he gave him a good time. It's unbelievable Gemara. So that means that, again, we're talking about, pardon the issue, but we're talking about that issue, the question of the way in which things are basically multi possibilities, and that there are Tov and Ra associated together. And so we have a tremendous amount of these Ramosim for Apsugya, of issues that appear to be weird at the beginning, and Lamaisa are part of the whole Tikkun of Yom Kippurim in terms of the Purim Kippurim relationship. So what Son is what Purim is all about. Al Tadur B'Shachmetzi. Unless you're just Now, during the night, since we have to keep him up all night, if he was a Talmud Chacham, so then he's Doresh, the Imlav. If he's not a Talmud Chacham, then Talmud Chachamim Dorshim Lefanav. Then they go over, they go through the drushes of the Sifri, they go over the dinim of the Aveda as it's derived from the Psukim. That way, he'll be very involved. Imra Gilikrot, he's not used to drushes. So if he can read from the Torah, Kore, Imlav Korim Lefanav, if not, we'll read to him to keep him up. Bame Korim Lefanav, most people, you read them, they fall asleep. It's got to be exciting. I mean, so Bame Korim Lefanav, we read from Eov, Ezra, Divrei Hayamim. It's exciting stuff. Zechariah ben Kavutalomer, Pa'amim Harbe, Kariti Lefanav B'Daniel. I often read Daniel. That was really very exciting. Kept them going. Monsters and all kinds of stuff like that. Stuar Hazara. Masru lo zekini mizikne beitin v'korin lefanav b'seder ayom v'ramim lo yishi koin gadol k'rata v'fich v'shem ha-shachat k'oshem lo lamadata. Erev yom ha-kipurim shachrit ma'avidin oto b'shar mizrach u'ma'avirin lefanav porim v'elim mekvasim g'day she'im ha-kiv ragil v'avoda kol shivat ha-yamim lo ayom mon imim eno ma'achal l'mishte. Erev yom ha-kipurim אם חשך לא היום מניחין אותו לכל הרבה מפני שהמאכל מביא את השינה בשלם השם שכח חיי לשם לא למד מי מפלינה כאגבנה ותניה הכהן הגדול מייחב שיהיה גדול מייחב בכוח בנוי בחוכמה באושר אחר מאומרים מניין שימנו שייחב הכהנים מגדלים אותו תמוד לומר והכהן הגדול מייחב גדלו יום משל אחד אומר ויוסף לא קשה קמים מקדש ראשון קמים מקדש שני דום רבס יתר קו דדין ריידל להימרת בת ביתוס ליאנה מלכה דוק בין ליושר בן גמלו בכהני רב רבי ערב יום הכיפורים שחרית תנא, אף הסעירים, איזו תנא דידן מי תמה לא תנא סעירים, כימן די על חית קאטו חול שדאי תיוכר פר נעמי על חית ודיית הפר, כימן די על אבי על החב הכהנים ודיית ביחב הכהנים, היא כימן שתית בימיל תמיד הידע לה, ומהר לה בתשובה, ובכולו ישראל לא ידע. אומר רבין, היינו דמרי אינשי, באחתך, גרעי לך אבי, חזי בשוק כמי לא תחליק. כל שבעת הימים לא היום עונים ממנו תני רבי יונה בן נקוס אומר מאחרים לנו תוסלת עוד הביצים כדי למאס בסעום לא כל שכן שאתה מביא לו דחמום תני יוצאו כסמר משום רבי מירי מאחרים לנו לא אבי אומר לא אבי ויש רוב ליין לבן לא אבי לא אתרוג ולא ביצים ולא יין ישן ואמר לא אבי לא אתרוג ולא ביצים ולא בשר שמן ולא יין ישן ויש רוב ממאף לא יין לבן מפני שיין לבן מביא את האדם לידי תומה אלעזר בן פנחס אומר משום רבי ירמיה מתאר אין מאכילין אותו לא חגבי ולא גבם ולא כל הדברים המביאים לידי טומאה ועזב תולה בהם רבי עקיבא אומר תולה בכל מיני מאכל לא חגבי ולא חלב ולא גבינה ולא ביצים ולא יין ישן, ולא גבם מגריסים של פול בשר שמן ומוריאס, ולא כל דברים המביאים לידי תומה זלת וימי, לתו יודת הנרבנון, חמישה דברים מביאים את אדם לידי תומה ואלוהים, השום והשח ליים והחלה גלוגות והביצים והגרגיר. ויצא אחד מן אל השדה ללקט אורות, what exactly are the אורות? תנא משמי רבי מאיר זה גרגיר, אומר רבי יוחנן, לא מניק בשמן אורות שמאירות את העיניים. אומר רבי יוחנן, מוציא גרגיר, אם יכול לאכלו, אוכלו, אם לאו מעבירו אגבי עיניו. אומר רבי יוחנן, בנצון עם גרגיר מצונו. אומר רבי גילום הרב אכסנאי לא יאכל ביצים ולא ישן בתליתו שבעל הבית. רב כמיקלו ודשא ישמח אחרי זמן הבל איומה. רנח וכמיקלו ושח וצבמה אחרי זמן הבל איומה. אגב התני רבי אליעזר בן יעקב אומר לא יישא אדם אישה במדינה זו וילך וישא אישה במדינה אחרת שני הזדמנו זו עץ עשה ונמצא אך ועושה אחותו. ומלא כל עולם כל עולם זהירות, אז זה נאמר מלא הארץ עמה. אמר רבונן קלה איתו. אייב אומר רבה, בתבוע לי נעשה ונתפייס, צריך חלש ובשים מסכים. רבונן לדוי היית ללמוד אילו מיקטב המרכד משל שלוחה בבייס אימא, יחמיד היה ומייקטב לו לפי שאין אדם למי שיש לו פת פסל ולמי שאין לו פת פסל, ובדלים צליפ אתם. מסור זקני בית תינס, זקני כהונה ואלו לבית תפתינס וישביעו ונפטו וכולם. אמרו לו אישי קוראים גדול, אנו שלוחי בית דין ואתה שלוחנו ושליח בית דין, משפיעים אנו עליך ומי ששכן שמו בבית הזה, שלא תשנה דבר מכל מה שאמרנו לך. הוא פורש ובוכה ואין פורשים ובוכים. אם היה חכם, דורש, ואם לאו תמידי חכמים דורשים לפניו, ואם רגיל לקרות קורא, ואם לאו קוראים לפניו, ובמה קוראים לפניו, ואיוב בעזרת דברי הימים. זכריה בן קפוצל אומר, פעמים הרבה קראתי לפניו, בספר דניאל.